Unit 5. Charlie Chaplin. Lesson 17. 1.
A journalist is interviewing the director of a play.
What do you do in the theater?
I'm a director. I direct plays.
Some of us do not know much about the theater. Could you explain exactly what you do?
Yes. At the very beginning, I choose a play and the actors. Then, for a period of several weeks, we practice doing the play. At the end of this period, we put the play on in the theater.
What do you do as a director?
First, I tell the actors where to stand and where to move. We practice entrances and exits.
Do you direct comedies?
Yes, I love doing comedies. You need to practice a lot with the actors before. The timing is very important. Not only for the movements, but also for the lines of the dialogue.
What do you plan to do next?
There's a particular comedy which I've decided to do. I've chosen the main actors, and we intend to put it on next January.
I hope it will be very successful.
It will certainly be very funny.
Lesson 18. 1. Reading comprehension. Read the passage to find the answers to these questions. 1. What kind of films did Chaplin act in? 2. Which were more popular, his early films or later films?
Charlie Chaplin. 1. Charlie Chaplin, who died in 1977, is considered one of the greatest and funniest actors in the history of the cinema. During his lifetime, he acted in 13 films. And he wrote, directed, and acted in 9 other films. Chaplin was born in London in 1889 and first acted when he was 5 years old. At the age of 8, he joined a group of child dancers, and at 17, he set off for the USA with a group of comedy actors. During a second trip to the USA in 1912, an important saw Chaplin acting a very funny part in a play. As a result, Chaplin got his first film part in the States. As early as his second film, Chaplin had developed his own manner of acting, the one that was to become world famous. He wore a small black, very wide trousers, a mustache, and carried a stick that he swung in the air as he walked. Even his way of walking down the street and turning a corner could be recognized as his own. In less than 3 months, Chaplin acted in 11 films. After a short while, he started directing films himself. During his first year, Chaplin acted in 35 films, many of which he wrote and directed himself. Chaplin's earliest films were silent, because the equipment for adding sound to films had not yet been developed. The development of films with sound became a problem for Chaplin, as he was uncertain about making films with dialogue. Instead, he continued to make films without dialogue, but he added music, which he wrote himself. Two of his greatest films, City Lights and Modern Times, were of this kind. Chaplin's later films, however, were not well received. He made only 6 films between 1940 and 1966, and only the first of these is still popular today. Chaplin lived the last years of his life in Switzerland, where he was buried in 1977. Before he died, he was honored in a number of ways for his contributions to the film industry.
Lesson 19. 1. Reading Comprehension. Charlie Chaplin. One of Charlie Chaplin's most famous films was The Gold Rush, which was made in 1925. The film was set in California in the middle of the 19th century. At that time, gold was discovered in California, and thousands of people rushed there to look for gold. So it became known as the Gold Rush. People said gold would be picked up by washing sand from the river in a pan of water. This was known as panning for gold. In the film, Chaplin and his friend are in California. So far, they have been unlucky in their search for gold and have no money at all. Chaplin and his friend are caught on the edge of a mountain in a snowstorm in a small wooden house. They have nothing to eat. They are so hungry that they cook a pair of shoes by boiling them in a pan of water. Chaplin sits down at the table and eats the shoe with a knife and fork, enjoying every mouthful. He makes it seem as if this is one of the most delicious meals that he has ever enjoyed.